I have seen that box. It was very old by the time I see, but it was not in use. But the thing was, sometimes when the Hudson Bay used to bring in the stuff in there, by the time I got to be born in 1934, and about 4 years later, I know that I've seen that box. One was located up the river, not down the river, but the first one was located down very close to the mouth of the river. By the time I got to be it myself, it was located up the river, about 5 miles up the river from the village. And there's a creek there, and they used to call it Gunpowder Creek or Black Powder Creek. And that's where this box was located, away from the makeshift settlement that was there, a makeshift company house. There was no Indian community. There was not such thing. It was just a Hudson Bay trading post, and small one, not always occupied by the manager, but once in a while. And also there was a missionary, there was a church, and no, the priest didn't stay there before 1924. And then once in a while the priest would be just gone, and the only people who would be there, the people who were around there. And this was Pinaces, who have always been asked to look after those things, sort of look after them, not doesn't have to do anything, he just checked it once in a while. And that is a story about this Opakitari. Well, that is not all there is about Opakitari. There is a few things that I was not didn't mention about this person. I have said before, we don't know how many men came in to work to that area in Minsk as that title of Bagatai. They may have been more than two. They may have started off just as soon as the Hudson Bay was formed. So they could be more than two or three. And one other thing that I'm not so sure of is how many Pinaces were there? Was there only one Pinaces who carried the Opakitari back to Fort Severn? So there is that gap, two places there, that the year or assigned date would not quite agree with. But we know one thing. We know one of the Pinaces, if there were two, the Pinaces had a son whose name was Joseph. So that seems to place this person around 1845, if I might say that. And the first Pinaces could have been somewhere around 1800, or it could have been 1780, or maybe the last of Agitahue, the fisherman, could have been on the end or at the beginning of 1800. So there is that question. This could not be accurately measured unless we can find some way to put a date on the start. Now, having said that, there is that story about Opakitari, the way people used to do these things. I wanted to explain about how he operates, what he did, this person, when he's there. They say that he would arrive around the first of a month of September, just maybe 2 weeks before the snow geese return from up north.